The wireless for that one.
Can you tell me about your childhood before you joined the Marine Corps? Can you tell me about before you joined the Marine Corps?
We're gonna take this out.
Both ears too, so go ahead and adjust however you need to adjust.
Can you tell me about your childhood before you joined the Marine Corps?
It's hard to tell, but I'll try. When I was a childhood, first thing I did was herding sheep. And then we was herding the rams. They separated from the sheep, so we was playing out in the out where the sheep the rams are herding, and all of a sudden here comes a bunch of horses galloping to us. And then we're looking for the school kids, the school age. We're pick them up and take them to school. So, they had to take us, and then while I was back in the house, and then I said goodbye to my mom, and she was crying when I left, and she was crying, and then we left. So on that winter, she passed away. I never did see her again. I was only about 6 years old when I was a little boy. And my cousin, they took him too. So they took us to Tubit City School. There we went to school, they enrolled us, and then there was a pile of shoes, used one. And they want us to fit which shoes or shoes are will fit us. So I did that. I picked the size I want, and I went to school there for about when I was 15. And then we was out playing football, practicing football. And then the guy they call John Benali and Roy Suski came around to enlist us. That's what was it for. So, and they asked me if I want to join the Marine. And I said, I don't know at first. I had to okay from my mother and father. And then they said, okay. And then I had to walk about 80 miles to the nearest another trading post. And there they have a Yabiche dance. While I was there, I seen my father. My father, if it wasn't for my father, I would have froze somewhere. It was in the winter time. So I stayed there with my father, and then he started to take care of me. I was just a little boy. And then he said, let's go home. From there, and there was another about 60 miles to our place, to our home. And we got home. We started in the morning, and the snow was about 4 or 5 inches high, and we had to. We have a big mule. Big mule. It can walk in the snow, and just while we was riding that mule. And then on that, when I got back, I heard sheep again with my brother, Lamont, but he passed away though. And I went to school there for about, until the 10th grade. 10th grade, I got there in school, play, football, basketball, and things like that for about 15 years. And then all of a sudden the war broke out. Roosevelt was the president at that time. And he announced it all over the United States that the war started, that Germans started the war. So they looking for young boys and young boys like us. I think I was 15 years old, and they enrolled me there. The two boys that enrolled me, their name is Rosetsky and John Benali. So they were in both were Marine, but they passed away now. So so I went to, they took me to Fort Wingate. From there they took me to Phoenix. I enrolled there in Phoenix. There's a bunch of us. We enrolled there in Phoenix
Why did you decide to join the Marines?
Huh?
Why did you decide to join the Marines when they came to recruit you?
It doesn't matter for what I think or what I do. All I do is they just told me what to do. So I don't, that question they give me is, it's just nonsense. I don't